Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They rushed that punt. Boy, they got close. Lamb calls for a fair catch. There's a flag in the pocket. Did they rough the punter?
Tony Kareny?
Personal foul. Roughing the kicker.
Roughing.
Defense. 15-yard penalty. Automatic. First down.
Yeah, we all remember that play that happened. The Cowboys still won. That's the most important thing. And this is Sean and RJ, and you listening on a Tolo Tuesday is very important as well. Thank you for that here on DFW Sports Station. Jerry Jones is going to join us at 8:15, normally 8:30. So the media members who are tuning in to try to tweet it out without saying they heard it on the fan, make sure you adjust your clocks. 8:15. This morning, but
who are you talking about?
Yeah,
let's name names.
I've said his name way too much in the past month on the show.
Yeah, I've heard Joe Trahan's name a lot.
Not Joe. I like Joe a lot. I like them all. Who don't I like out there?
Come on now, let's chill.
I don't dislike Clarence Hill. Clarence is just like you tolerate Clarence in some instances. I didn't have the best relationship with Eatman, and now I feel like we're homies. And I think that may be it in terms of people who cover the team.
With the Cowboys?
Yeah.
That's about it. Yeah. I don't think there's anybody that I really don't like.
I mean, I think I've said probably like 4 words to Todd Archer in 11 years.
But Todd said 5 words himself total in 11 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no. Archer's awesome. Archer's very, if you get to know Archer, like he's got like some undercover comedy to him.
Yeah, like Archer McMahon, like I would throw out the possible recruitment to get them here at this radio station, but I'm like, I don't know. McMahon, I'm afraid, would suplex me one day, even though I think he's a beast at what he does.
It's more of a choke slam, but anyway.
And Archer, I think at the Jerry party, I was like, hey man, you should try this sushi roll. That's it.
Oh, random.
That's
question.
It.
He's very quiet. He's very, very quiet.
I'm like, how does this guy get stories? How does he have sources? How does he talk to anybody?
Talks when he has to.
And he ends up breaking this news and being tight with Romo Witten and other people.
If it was on the record, how come I didn't hear it?
Oh, yeah, never mind. All right, so let's get into it here. 6 a.m. Club here on Sean and RJ. So Bones Fossil, I've read this and I got ticked off, and then I chuckled. I was like, come on, man. Lighten up, Sharif. This is a joke. And then I heard Bones Fossil explain what happened with the 4th-and-20 against the Chargers.
The thought process was, I think Cowboys fans aren't the play it safe type, so I was going to give them what they wanted, come after their ass on punt rush.
So all right, stop it right there. Right there. I expected Bones to break out in this humongous smile. I expected him, you know, with a little chuckle, like, haha, that was my line that I came up with. But then he proceeded with a kind of serious answer. Let's play the whole thing with Bones Fossil yesterday.
The thought process was, I think Cowboys fans aren't the play it safe type. So I was going to give them what they wanted, come after their ass on punt rush. So I hope they're happy with it because we came after him. It's kind of the mindset going into the game that we're gonna come after this football, and you can sure debate everything. but I'm still not so sure that we actually roughed him.
Okay, so like the second part of that was like a serious explanation for what they did, and I was like, whoa, is this guy a lunatic? Like, what is going on? I loved what Kavanaugh tweeted saying, no, dude, we don't care about you trying to prove you're the star of the game. And it hit me. Bones Fossil is a Major League Baseball umpire.
Oh, you mean a guy who gives himself a nickname is look at me?
I don't know who gave him the nickname, but if he gave it himself, you're right. We've solved the mystery right there from the jump.
Anybody who keeps the same nickname with multiple friend groups gave themselves that nickname. How many people, how many different groups of people do you hang out with? They all call you by something different. If they all call you by the same nickname, you've told them to do that.
What other nicknames do you get?
My high school friends call me Ralph. Very few people call me Choppy or okay. Chop. Some do, but some friends do, and then the rest it's RJ. But like, if I had the same nickname the entire time,
then you told them.
Then I told them.
Unless it was like an obvious one, right? Like Fish, you would think.
I think Fish would be obvious, but who knows, right? Like, I don't know. Maybe Michael. It could be Michael.
Right. So this is Bones Fossil. But that hit me yesterday when Jeff tweeted that. I'm like, he is a baseball umpire. Like, he wants to be, look at me. I'm the star of the show. It's special teams is not the third most important thing on our football team. I can make it just as important as the defense. I can sit there and create some offense. I can get some attention for myself. There's no other justification. There's no other explanation for this. As he's sitting there saying, yeah, I'm doing what you want to do. I know Cowboy fans are aggressive, and I know you loved it. So that's the mindset. No, the mindset is don't F up CD's punt return and take the ball out of Dak's hands. That's the mindset. All right? Not when you're down. If you're down 13 in a game, okay. I'm not going to argue with him a ton over the penalty. Maybe Kamara, you know, did the right thing, pushing the defender into the punter. In that circumstance and situation, you don't risk anything whatsoever. Right. You don't even come close. Major League Baseball guy, Angel Hernandez, coaching our special teams. There you go.
Well, hopefully he's got a better track record than Angel. Angel's the worst. Angel Hernandez might be the worst at what he does in the world. At any craft. I'm not sure there's a worse worker, employee, than Angel Hernandez. And he's making like $270,000 a year.
Cowboys handed out game balls. I want to see if y'all can guess who got it for offense, defense, and special teams.
Greg Zuerlein.
Greg Zuerlein, good job. One for one.
Tony Pollard,
who Mike Bassett crowned the player of the game. And they talked about with Stephen Jones yesterday on KMC asking, is Stephen going to continue to get that much work? What's up? What?
Is Pollard going to continue to get that
what'd
much?
What'd I say?
Is Stephen going to
is
continue?
Stephen. Ask Stephen, is Pollard going to continue to get that much work?
Yeah, we did say it last week, is we do have to get him more touches. He's a dynamic player. I think he's a great compliment to Zeke. He's got the skill set that he can actually be a legit slot receiver if that's what's needed from him on a particular formation, on a particular play. And as you've seen, we've had Zeke and Tony in there at the same time, and I think it's a great combination in terms of making the defense make some tough choices. But he is a guy, you know, that as we move forward, every defense is different in terms of how you want to attack them. But the common theme here is I think anybody in the organization will say that he certainly deserves to get his touches.
And now the difficult one, the defensive. Well, you may not think it's difficult, but I may have just given away the difficulty of it.
It's Micah Parsons.
It's not Micah Parsons.
It's the guy who got the interception in the end zone. It's either Curse or KZ. I don't know which one it is.
KZ got the pick.
I was actually going to go with Diggs.
Jalen Smith. That's a joke.
Curse. Jayron Curse ends up getting the defensive game ball for the Cowboys win. So, that was tough to guess amongst all those guys. There's a topic that's going to set RJ off. Maybe two of them with the running back discussion coming up a little bit later on. But Dan Quinn seemed to suggest that the Cowboys' plan is not to use Micah exclusively as a pass rusher. He said there's a lot Micah can bring to the table at linebacker, so they want to keep those options open. Pro Football Focus said that Micah Parsons' pass rushing grade, second best amongst all defenders, and his eight pressures were tied for first. Stephen Jones was asked how impressive Micah was Actually, let's play cut 11 instead. Do you think Micah is going to continue to play edge rusher for a while with Tank out?
One of the things he brings is the versatility. And I think, when teams are not knowing where he's going to line up, I think that creates issues. And, as we get we'll have Randy back off the COVID list this week. And, the good news is right now we hadn't lost anybody for the year. We know we'll get D-Law back at some point, and then we've got some help on the interior as well coming. Malik Hooker got some really valuable snaps after having to sit out from what we all know are tough injuries coming off these Achilles injuries. And I thought he did a nice job for us and think he'll only improve as well. So I do think the air is up on this defense. As you said, we certainly got room to improve.
So I saw you tweet about this yesterday, and I went through a lot of the different responses, and it seemed like the consensus was from the Tolos, no, don't stick him in one spot. Take advantage. People are in love with versatility. Take advantage of the versatility and let him do both pass rush in some situations and also put him at linebacker to take advantage of the athleticism there as well. That seemed to be the Tolo response to what you tweeted.
I'm all for versatility, so make him versatile as the left defensive end and the right defensive end, okay? You want to move somebody back to linebacker who has already shown you that he could do it at defensive end? Do I need to give you a positional value pyramid? Do we need to show you the difference?
Oh, but RJ, he was going up against the backup tackle. It was a backup right tackle for the Chargers. That's what many others pointed out.
I don't care. Don't care. Do not care.
Do you care? Do you care, though?
I do not care. I want him to be put in a position where he can be the best at what matters the most, and that is edge rushing matters more than linebacking. And if you think... And if one more person, one more, brings up...
Well, Ray Lewis did this. Well, Ray Lewis did that.
Okay. Well, when we get Ed Reed here, and we get a great defensive line, and we revert back to a run-first NFL, talk to me. Okay? Until that happens, enough. Enough. Is he a prototype 3-4 outside linebacker? Yeah, he probably is. Okay, he probably is. Probably is a little bit undersized. But do not say, okay, these are the same dopey fans who would say, oh, yeah, you should have passed to TJ Watt. It's the same thing. He's the same size as TJ.
I am really surprised. I keep looking up Micah's weight and comparing it to other defensive linemen. And at most, there's like a 10-pound difference. There's like other guys on the, I'm talking about DNs.
Yeah.
They're like 10 pounds heavier. And I'm like, there's no way that Micah Parsons is out here at 245, 240. No way.
Well, I mean, DeMarcus Ware was 258, 255 at times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a 10-pound difference between D. Ware. Yes, he's probably more prototype of a 3-4. But you cannot ever, if you said you can't have him at defensive end because of his size, then I've never seen a tweet from that same person saying we should have taken TJ over Taco. Because it's the exact same thing. And you want to make the same mistake twice, go right ahead. But he is infinitely more valuable as a defensive end than he is as a linebacker. And, if people would just listen to me, which I know my kids don't, if they would just listen to me, you'd learn something.
The Cowboys offensive line allowed zero quarterback pressures from Bosa on 14 rushes. We're giving Terrence Steele a ton of credit. Pro Football Focus, though, said he allowed 3 pressures and 3 quarterback hits, finished the game with a pass block grade of 24.6. So that is eyes versus calculator. What did Stephen Jones think of his substitute right tackle?
Well, it's very pleasing to see that. Obviously, I think it's paid off all the opportunities he got last year, and albeit they all weren't great outings. He certainly was learning every time he went out there, and then he came back in the offseason and bigger, stronger, faster, if you will, and I think it's starting to pay off for him. But, as I said, you're going to need all these players to get through the year. I thought Connor McGovern did the same thing last week, and now have Steele step up and do the exact same thing. Just shows I think we are getting some good depth in here in our offensive line, and hopefully we'll get Nasecki back in the next couple of weeks as well, because you do need them all.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Snap to Rodgers, looks right, throws the middle, got Tonyan, touchdown! Oh, he threaded the needle to Robert Tonyan!
That was a crazy throw. Aaron Rodgers getting hot in the second half. The Packers come back from the halftime deficit and beat the Lions 35-17. A-Rod with four, Aaron Jones with four. This is Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station. We'll get through the football education, get to the football education from Peyton, Eli, and their different guests. But let's finish up with the Cowboys inside the Star and what happened yesterday at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore were asked about the clock malfunction, and McCarthy said, from now on, I'll use the end zone clock. All right, from here on out.
It's only been 20 years he's been coaching.
I know. That everyone says you do the same thing when you go into a visiting stadium. You find the clock that you're going to use, and you rely on that one. Now, maybe he was watching that same clock until the very end, and then magically it disappeared. I'm going to ask Jerry today if they're going to complain to the league about this. I'm going to try to put him on the spot and see if McCarthy is telling the truth. When Jerry joins us at 8:15, because that's something you should, I think, be able to file a complaint over. But maybe Jerry won't because they won, and he also loves the new stadium that he helped build. Doesn't want to crap on SoFi.
Right, but you have to make this call. You have to do this. You have to check it out.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. You got to do the same thing in every single stadium. You should do the same. I do the same thing when I walk into a restaurant. I see who I got to handle if things get weird. Okay, who the guy in there that I've got to take care of?
You won't even return the chicken when you ordered steak.
No, I know, but if I got to mess some people up, there's a fight, I want to see who I got to handle first.
Right.
You know, who I got to take care of in order to get out of there alive. But there is no, if that is true, that the clock went blank, that it turned off, that is unacceptable. And that has to be taken care of and fixed. Clocks, the game clock. You never go to a baseball game and all of a sudden the outs are just disappear.
Yeah.
Guy on second base. Yeah. Sorry, guys, the outs. We don't have them right now.
Yeah.
You know, this doesn't happen. The count doesn't just disappear.
Todd Archer said, first, a player went off the field after Pollard's 3-yard run. And McCarthy said one of the guys came off that should not have come off, just a communication error. And then the digital board went out. And then Kellen Moore said he got blocked by a, well, McCarthy said Kellen got blocked by a camera guy. And then he said, once we didn't have the personnel set for third down, we were in between. Once you get below 17 seconds, that's our threshold. 17 seconds, so we let it run down, and we took the kick. What about Dak? Dak said, I wasn't sure. I'm looking at the end zone clock. I saw the time. I just thought we were comfortable and we're good in field goal range, and that's what they wanted to do. Rex Ryan on ESPN yesterday wasn't buying it.
He tells a lie. Then you tell another
lie going,
then you tell another lie, and it just keeps going. Man, I've seen this a million times with kids. It's like, dude, you're busted. Like, this is a, like, you want to talk about composure. I love the fact you brought up composure.
About a quarterback.
Dan, about the quarterback. Everything. You know who didn't have composure? The head coach. And what the hell? What? Are you kidding me? You have the whole field. You could have worked the whole field. Yeah, but here's the thing that absolutely kills me. Well, we got a field goal range. No, you didn't. It's a 56-yard field goal. That is not field goal range.
Hey, Kellen, you make sure you tell him you couldn't see it either.
All right, we're good.
Kellen, go ahead.
The fact that Rex is on this side, I might go on Mike McCarthy's side here on this one. Okay, I might. If Rex didn't like how things happened, I'm going to go the other way on that one. I like Rex.
You're a Rex defender.
But Rex, you know, Rex is not exactly what I would call a clock manager.
Yeah.
You know, he gets his team ready. He gets his defense ready. He's a rah-rah guy.
Kellen on the final drive says he would like to have the last call to Pollard back if he could do the end of the game over again. All right, so that last call, that run to Pollard, that's what we were questioning yesterday. Were they running it too much? But he said next time, hopefully it's a 48-yarder. And the point of emphasis was they wanted to kill off all the clock on that possession, however it played out. And that's something that we keep talking about. Get the points, and the clock is icing. It is. Like, get yourself in the best position. Worry about scoring the points first. If there's a little bit of time left, there's some time left. Yes, in an ideal world, but a little bit too close. For comfort for me in that. So.
I agree. And now Rex is wrong. I mean, they made the kick, so they were clearly in range. And I would like to have gotten them to 48. I also would like to see the difference. What is the difference in the probability that you make a 48-yarder versus a 56? If you can make 48 and it's not like stretching it, you could probably, I mean, 55-yarders are not rare anymore. You know, like, remember when we were kids? It was like, oh, man, that's a 48-yarder. Oh, no. Like, Adam Vinatieri made a 48-yarder in the Super Bowl, and it was like, oh, my God, it's like the longest kick ever. And now guys make 48-yarders with their off foot. It's not as big of a deal anymore, but it's still longer than you like.
They were also asked, is there a time coming when Trayvon Diggs could just shadow another team's number one receiver? Dan Quinn said he certainly is ready for that challenge. You feel his length and strength. Lowest passer rating when targeted from Pro Football Focus. Jalen Ramsey, 25.6. That's the passer rating when you're throwing him. Beast. Asante Samuel, 40.2. He had a nice game against us. And then Trayvon Diggs, a 42, coming off of the Charger win.
That's Asante Jr., right?
Asante Jr.
That's Asante Jr.
Yeah, that's Jr.
Man, I remember that name.
All right, around the NFL, real quick, and then we'll get into the Manning boys calling Monday Night Football with the Green Bay win over the Lions. Carson Wentz has sprained both ankles.
Oh, no.
Not one, but both. Reich would not answer whether Wentz is going to be under center when the Colts travel to take on the Titans on Sunday. So that's where we stand with Wentz. Utter chaos with the Bears press conference yesterday. Matt Nagy is up there. He declined multiple times to clarify if Andy Dalton would be the team starter if healthy. And then 5 minutes after his press conference, where he kept talking about scheme, he said, I can't answer this because of scheme. Obviously, they probably do a lot of things different with Justin Fields running around versus Andy Dalton. So 5 minutes after that, the Bears sent a team official back into the media room to announce that Dalton is still, in fact, the Bears' starting quarterback if health allows. Well, the media is asking the team official, the sacrificial lamb thrown back in there, what happened? We just asked the head coach nonstop. And the team official said that Nagy misunderstood the question.
He misunderstood the question, which was phrased, who's going to be the starting quarterback? Okay. Wanted to clarify that one.
Right. They said they were still working through the extent of Andy's injury, but he did not have a torn ACL. So the signs are pointing towards Fields starting on Sunday against the Browns, but that was the update, the messy update from the Bears yesterday saying, yes, if he's healthy, Andy Dalton is the starter.
You know, you had a chance. You had your out. Andy got hurt.
They still have the out.
This
doesn't mean anything. Fields is going to play against the Browns.
But Andy will start.
No, Andy's not going to play, I don't think.
I don't think
he's going to play. So Fields plays, and if Fields plays well, then Nagy will change his mind.
It'll be a Tyrod, Justin Herbert situation.
Yeah.
Where his lung cleared up after getting stabbed by the team doctor.
If Fields plays well, they'll go with Fields. And if he is horrible and awful and Andy's ready, then they'll go back to Andy Dalton, as much as that will tick off the city of Chicago. So you can just say circumstances change. It is what it is, but just messy with the way they seem to be handling it. They can't handle all the attention that is on this story. With Tua, he's got injured ribs, and Brian Flores called him day-to-day, even though he took a shot that had him leave the field on a cart. Sounds like there's a chance he could play this week against the Raiders. So Tua was only in for 9 plays, and Jacoby Brissett replaced him, 24 of 40 for 169 and an interception. The Dolphins play the Raiders in Week 3. And last year, Flores benched Tua in favor of Fitzpatrick against this Vegas defense. So that's where we stand with Tua. Man, Miami's got a problem, a major problem right now early in their season with what to do at quarterback.
Well, they do, because you know Tua is injury prone.
Yeah.
So no matter what happens, even if he comes back and he's healthy, I mean, this guy has shown that he does get hurt. Now, does he get hurt because he is brittle? Because he'll take hits? All the above? Doesn't matter. Like, either way, this guy does seem to get hurt. And they're going to have to, that's going to have to add to their decision. Even if he's a really good player, which he still has a chance to be, you have to put the injury designation in your mind.
Yeah.
When you're deciding whether or not to stick with him. And if, you know, look, you'd be a moron not to trade him for Deshaun Watson with other picks, I think. I mean, I'm definitely taking Deshaun over him, even with the situation Deshaun's in. But, you know, the other teams got to say, is this guy worth it? Is he good enough? And can we do something about the injury situation? Because he does get beat up a lot.
Texans, nice start to their season. Looks like it's over. As there's reports out that Tyrod could be gone for 4 weeks. He hurt his hamstring against the Browns. Deva Watson is still going to be inactive. So now it looks like it's going to be Davis Mills, the third-round pick, and they would call up Jeff Driskel from the practice squad against Carolina. So with Deshaun Deva sitting out, Tyrod gone for 4 weeks, this guy can't catch a break either. It looks like the nice little start to the Texans season, that's over and done with.
How many failed Florida quarterbacks are in the NFL right now, just kind of sitting there as backups? Old Jeff Driskel.
I don't even remember him at Florida.
Yeah, it was a while back. They transferred. Man, I'll tell you this thing about Houston. Like, I'm really rooting for them.
Yeah, I am too.
I think Cully lasts more than 2 years. He seems to like, maybe it's just overreacted to 2 weeks, but he seems to have stabilized things a little bit. Like, they're not as bad as I thought they were going to be. I think they're going to be atrocious. Now, we'll see what happens when they don't have Tyrod, because Tyrod's a pretty stable quarterback. He's not great, but he's good enough.
Yeah.
So, you know, without him and they throw in those spare backups that they have, we'll see how that is. And obviously, it's going to be different, but, you know, they did not play horrible these first 2 weeks.
All right. Eli Manning making fun of his brother because of Tony Romo. Peyton having team meetings in the shower and the shots taken at the New England Patriots, including a former one who got caught not paying attention last night. Watching Monday night with the Manning boys who the Packers win over the Lions. Next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, is going to join us. He did a Baldy's breakdown on Micah Parsons that Twitter, DFW Twitter, fell in love with. So we were like, yo, come on and talk to us. Share the love of Micah Parsons and that awesome play at defensive end against the Chargers. And Baldinger is going to join us, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. Insider call sponsored by the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000. Enter now by texting the word picks to 20357. That's picks to 20357 for Brian Baldinger to talk Micah and preview the Eagles at 7:20 this morning, and then Jerry Jones 1 hour after that at 8:15. Not 8:30, 8:15 for Jerry. He wanted to pop on before he had a league meeting that he had to get into. Last night, we were watching the Packers beatdown of the Lions. 35-17 was a good game. Up until the third quarter, Detroit was actually winning this contest, but we were all in on the Manning cast. And I love that Peyton had his list of notes of feedback. He's like, here are the things we've been told we need to fix.
Oh, I got one.
Go ahead.
Get rid of those guests.
I talk too fast, Peyton said. Don't ask two questions. They call that shotgun questions in the biz. Ask one question. Stop saying the word right so much, right?
Right.
I'm crossing my legs too much, and Eli, less forehead jokes. So that was the feedback.
I think he slid that one in there for his own.
He did slide that one in there. And then the guest list consisted of Brett Favre, Rob Gronkowski, Pat McAfee, Patrick Willis. Is there someone else I'm forgetting?
No, you said Patrick Willis, so that was the one who's forgotten.
Man, Patrick Willis was so bad.
He's so bad.
I was thinking Patrick Willis was a hell of a player. He totally gets forgotten. I was thinking maybe that was like an Eli connection, mm-hmm. an Eli relationship.
Yeah, they were at Ole Miss together.
I was like, okay, well, Eli's going to sit here and bring him in. I'm like, are they playing San Fran? This doesn't make much sense. I don't get it. Could we get an old Detroit Lion? Barry Sanders would have spoken just as much as Patrick Willis. He was rough. He was rough on there. But you hate all the guests.
I don't know.
No, the problem is the delay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. Favre could have been great. He could have been fantastic. Apparently, he couldn't figure out how to connect, so he missed the whole first half. Favre was supposed to be on in the first quarter, but they just kept stepping on each other. They fixed the broadcast last night in terms of the commercial breaks. Now, this broadcast nerd coming out, but Peyton sent it to break. Well, you heard Eli a couple times go, you take it. Peyton, you take it. When they were coming back from commercial, Peyton would bring it back. So they were much cleaner in terms of the commercial breaks, knowing when it's going to come up and not cutting them off mid-sentence. But they got to figure out a way to fix this Zoom or whatever delay they're using for these guests because it makes it tough.
I was having flashbacks of the Sean and RJ quarantine shows because of the delay that was happening. It was bad. And like I said, listen, I'm not going to listen to much that Brett Favre says outside of football. But I definitely wanted to hear him during football.
Yeah.
And I wanted to listen because, like I said last week, my son playing quarterback in high school, I told him, sit down, watch this. You are going to be educated. And I wanted to be so educated by all three of them, but the delay just kind of messed it up.
Yeah, it does. I like what it could add, especially Eli. Like, Eli was like a lot more boring last night, I thought. So I don't know if I could sit through the whole thing with just the two of them. So I like the guests coming in, but the connection is bad. Eli did make a funny joke early on when he threw Tony Romo at Peyton when Peyton tried to call what was going to happen or what should happen next.
Play action shot here for a touchdown. Lions to go up early. And that's about what I know. A run up the middle for one yard. Yep, nice call, Romo. Nice call. Yeah.
In my living room, I went, ha! Nice call, Romo.
Nice call, Romo.
God, these Cowboy fans, Jesus. The sensitivity. Why is he taking a shot? Why is he taking a shot? I said he's complimenting Tony. Yeah. It's not an insult. He's not insulting Romo. He's complimenting Romo. He's saying, Peyton, you're no Romo. You can't do it like Tony. That was the joke. But like three Cowboy fans hit me up getting their giant anger up in him. I was like, relax. He's trying to compliment Tony, not insult him.
Tony Romo has become the joke when it comes to stuff like that. That happened to a couple of us.
The comparison. Yes, he's the content of the joke.
Yeah,
he's not like the joke.
No. He's the content of the joke. Like, went to a birthday party a couple of weeks ago. The guy's like, yeah, hold on. The bartender's coming. Is he? Yeah, I just saw him. He's walking towards us. Walked right past us. One of the guys went, good job, Romo. And I was like, hey, that's funny. Yeah. I'm going to use that.
But look, the thing that went viral is when they just start taking shots at the cheating New England Patriots from back in the day.
I felt like the Packers were listening to Eli, you and I, our conversation on Friday about we got to come out and run the ball. I think our conversation was bugged, you know, kind of like the Patriots used to do back in the day.
That second Super Bowl in Indianapolis, and they practiced at your facility all week. Were you a little nervous going back in your facility the next year that they didn't have, like, cameras in your quarterback room?
Every time I played against New England, I used to go and talk to my receivers, like, in the shower in the far corner. I'm like, don't talk about a play next to my locker because I know it's bugged. I know it's got a hot mic in there. We're in the shower. Very strange to see seven guys hanging out back there in the shower. But
God, as Gruden would say, God, I love that.
Yeah.
Just no holds barred. They were talking about gambling last week with Barkley, and now they're talking about the Patriots cheating on ESPN's airwaves. I loved it.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is the conversations that go on within the NFL, within the players. They all joke about it. It doesn't mean they're serious about it. They're somewhat serious about it.
They have reason to be.
They have reason to be.
The Patriots have cheated.
Yeah. And you know, the only insufferable one that would have a problem with this is Mike Florio, who wrote an article about it.
He did?
Yeah.
Article?
He wrote an article about it. And
why
say,
is he
you know,
being so miserable?
He's a miserable human. The only people who don't like this broadcast are sports media types who take themselves too seriously.
What's his problem with it? What did he say?
Well, you know, it's a convenient excuse that all these players make up that they didn't work hard enough to beat the Patriots, so they weren't good enough.
Seems fair.
You know, it's these Florios and these Chris Russos who hate this Manning broadcast.
Does Russo hate
Hates
it?
Hates it. I can't watch the game. I'm trying to watch the game with Mikey, and I just can't watch the game. I got these two idiots there talking about stuff, and then they're sitting there, and I can't watch the game.
But I bet he loves the CC one on MLB Network, right? Probably.
I don't think so.
Oh, he doesn't comment on that either.
Brian in Jersey, the other coach.
Yeah.
Sean Fox.
See you later, alligator. Never won a Super Bowl. Yeah,
he should talk about annoying, miserable broadcasts. But then they had on one of the former Patriots, and Rob Gronkowski, my lord, it just played out perfectly. It was a little bit of a mess, but that's exactly what Gronk is. Here is Gronk talking about watching or not watching tape.
He goes, do you ever watch film? And I said, no, I don't. I just run by guys. If I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good. So I don't know how to answer that. I don't watch film, but I do watch film when the team is showing it. So, and every once in a while I watch games like right now and study them, but I actually, you know, definitely do check the opponent.
I see you taking notes and everything.
Yes, I definitely, and I actually do go up to Tom, because I know Tom watches like, I don't know, 40 hours of film a week. I go, Tom, who's covering me this week? What type of coverages are they doing? I go, that's why I love playing with you, dog. I just know everything.
Okay, the dog comes in at the end. That was TV quality audio. So I had a hard time figuring out whether Gronk was telling the truth. He was talking about watching like film at home. Obviously in the meeting rooms. Maybe he's not paying attention. He's like, I just run by guys. But then I was like,
he has to know. No,
I think that makes sense that he goes to Brady and he's like, what's the best way to do this? Who's defending me? Because Tom probably has it all written down and he's playing. He's playing a little bit dumb.
He's playing dumb. Because he has to know when, you know what, if he is seeing the same coverage Tom's seeing.
Right.
That Tom has to have the faith in that he's going to be in the right spot.
But that was not the best part of Gronk. The best part of Gronk was Peyton's making this elaborate football point, and then he's trying to bring, Peyton's the quarterback of this. He's trying to set guys up. He's trying to pass the rock. He's the point guard. And he's like, right, Gronk? And Gronk's like, yeah, great. It looks like he's literally playing Warzone or some type of video game off to the side. They already kept him longer than Gronk wanted to be there. Gronk said, I'm playing cards. What do you mean? He's like, no, we're not even going to ask you. Stick around. And Gronk totally gets caught not paying attention. And Eli and Peyton are like, wow, great analysis. Thanks for that. You got a future in this. And then I remember Gronk for a second was in the Fox NFL studios as they tried to bring him in there. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.